now back in the regular council session for June 15th, 2026. I just wanted to let you all know, a quick follow-up to the sports complex, the new Jocasta complex. So they've gone, they're working through how they can might be able to save some costs on the more the interior architectural things, the way they were beaming things, or, you know, metal versus different materials. Try to shave down those bids that came, you know, far above what they felt it could pencil. I did also reach out to Commissioner Beltran, who is over the TTAB funding. So the TTAB is a tourism tax fund that every time someone stays in a hotel, a portion is kept by the county, and then they have a board that grants those funds back to entities that bring in tourism and additional economic development. So there's basically two TTAB buckets. One is for private entities, let's say it's a symphony or whatever, that is, that fund can only go towards marketing dollars only. So let's say I'm gonna hire an ad agency and I'm gonna, you know, buy Facebook ads. They can give marketing funds specific. But if it's a private entity, they cannot. That is a smaller fund. The TTAP is the big one, is the capital fund account. So for example, the Epic Sports Park that Provo City built down by the airport got millions of dollars. They gave Lehigh City millions of dollars, and Lehigh just did a thing for Thanksgiving Point, one of their new buildings that they're gonna be doing. Basically, Lehigh bought the ground with the TTAP funds, or no, they bonded, and then those TTABs could go to essentially to Thanksgiving Point. So, Skyler and the commission and the Explore Utah Valley, they are very anxious to get this complex to happen. It would be a huge boon in the state. You know, just the sports complex down there, the outdoor soccer thing, is already bringing in lots of tourism teams from all around the country, selling lots of hotel rooms and spending. They see this, basically Abby, who have met with different groups, they're like, once this is built, she's like, I can fill it every weekend with, you know, the competition level groups that would fly in. So it would be huge for our, just what we're talking about in the South that we want, as well as, you know, give people a reason to make their restaurants and their hotels in our spot, not just everything go to PG. So, Skyler, long story short, met with their attorney, and he looked at every which way he could. They're like, is there a way that we could give some of the capital fund accounts, which could be a million or two, to the complex? And they just said, no, there really is no way that we can directly do that to a private entity. It must flow through a public entity, a public like Linton City. So then we asked, could they get the funding if they hosted? They were like our essentially gym, or our recreation programs were there, and they said no, it still has to be, so they're going to look into that, but it has to be that we get the money, or essentially we're the named entity. They could still send the money directly to them, but we have to have some sort of interest or ownership or something there. It can't just be that they're running programs for us.
Interesting.
So Jason and Min, who's the owner of NutriCost and Cup Bop, which they'll do a Cup Bop there, we're going to try to sit down with Skyler and just flesh out, and I'll bring in Adam and Mike too, and Skyler gives some times, but we just don't know how. I mean, if there is a way that we could get TTAP grant money to these guys, you know, 1 to 3 million over a period of time, that would be amazing, but we might have to do something creative, or just see what your appetite is for how that could be structured, what their appetite, the owners of the sports facility. So I'm just giving you an update on it.
Thanks.
Interesting. So, yeah, I'd love to find a way.
So I'm waiting. So Skylar texted today, he'll send times that we could try to meet together with the attorney and see. So, okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Broderick, seconded by Councilman Stewart. All in favor to adjourn.
Aye.
Thank you very much.